From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block. Five people who do volunteer work are about to split $500,000. A new prize is being given to retirees who use their time and talent to take on some of the country's biggest social problems. The winners of the Purpose Prize will be announced tomorrow. The finalists are all 60 or older. There's a former used car salesman who now provides low-interest car loans to the poor, and a retired CEO who helps poor kids get to college. NPR's Joseph Shapiro visited another finalist, a woman who uses her antique store to give job training to people who have some of the worst job prospects.
At the very back of an antique and used furniture store in Richmond, Virginia, past the oil portrait of a stern and ancient matriarch, past the 19th century brass lamp and delicate antique sofa, there's a meeting getting started.
Welcome to our bi-weekly meeting of Toastmasters at Six Points of Hope Club here in North Richmond, in Highland Park area.
It's Toastmasters, where people practice speaking in public.
Our word for the day will be potential.
What's unusual about these 25 men and women, seated around a heavy wooden table, is almost all of them have recently come out of prisons.
And potential is unrealized capabilities.
Off to the side, a small woman with white hair sits and listens, while busily checking email on the laptop computer across her knees. That's Martha Rollins. She started this place. She calls it her Robin Hood idea. She already had one antique store, then added this one, to sell to the rich and give jobs to the poor. Not many rich people show up at this store in the inner city, so to keep the place going, Rollins gets grants, enough to hire ex-offenders and help them develop skills like speaking in public.
Folks are needing to replace maybe the negative with something positive. If your resume has ex-offender on it, if you can replace it with Toastmaster member, it shows that you've made positive steps to counteract the mistake that you made.
Rollins named this place Boaz and Ruth, after the Bible story of the wealthy landowner who married the homeless and hungry foreigner and how both then give to each other.
Release of gifts, that's what we're really about. At Boaz and Ruth, it's about looking at all the gifts, the human gifts that are locked up in prison that are waiting to be released. We're about releasing those gifts.
One thing about Martha Rollins, she's an optimist. She can find the good and the potential in anyone.
Our first speaker is Miss Ruth Cosby.
Ruth Cosby is impeccably dressed in a blueprint dress and pearl necklace. Her hair is tied back in a tight bun.
When I sat around this table when I first came into this program, everybody seemed to have something, a niche about them, something going for them. I didn't have any of it.
Ruth Cosby is one of the few here who's never been to prison, but she spent years in psychiatric institutions. She's 48, the mother of a 7-year-old daughter. When she came to Boaz and Ruth nearly 3 years ago, she didn't think she had any talents.
I watched Martha with the pen or with her computer. She could do a grant, put words together, and most of the time we get the grant. That's a talent. I watched Miss Linda work on the furniture, do decoupage, and it just come out beautiful. That's a talent. And I began to think, what is my talent? Don't seem like I have nothing about me. I don't have a clue. What am I good at?
Martha Rollins helped her discover that she did have talents, for one thing, as a saleswoman. Rollins put Cosby in charge of the Boaz and Ruth Satellite Store, an antique shop in downtown Richmond. After her speech at Toastmasters, Cosby goes to that shop and opens for business.
I believe the wonders of the soul of the store. It's important that they look good at all times.
Cosby's ritual for opening the store takes about 5 minutes. She draws back the shades on the wide picture windows. Then she switches on every lamp. There are a couple dozen around the small store. Under Cosby's touch, the shop sparkles. She keeps the silver tea set polished. She groups brightly colored vases and lamps together to catch the eye.
And this is full of a lot of colors. You wouldn't believe this. Orange, yellow. Martha taught us to think out the box. You don't have to match everything perfect. Before I met Martha, I stuck close to browns and just earth tone colors. Now I'm way out the box. I'm always thinking how to catch people's eyes. So I like mixing old with the new. I love bows. I have a fetish for bows. I love bows.
Cosby says she's got something in common with the antiques and used furniture she so lovingly attends to. She, too, feels restored.
Boaz and Ruth gave me a second chance. I would have been dead. I was suicidal and just didn't want to live. And when I came to Boaz and Ruth, they got me psychiatrists, they got me group therapy, and that's why I'm standing here now, because they invested in my life.
But it wasn't easy. Cosby never held a job for very long.
I think I've had over 20-some jobs. I was stale a month or two, quit because of mental illness.
If a boss or a coworker made a remark she didn't like, or if she had a bad day at work, she'd just walk away. That pattern continued when she first went to work for Martha Rollins.
I guess this is job number 22 I walked off of. I walked out of Boaz and Ruth, and I went home saying I'm never going to talk to these people again. And the next morning, my mother came up to the room and told me there was a little white lady in our house. Forgive me, audience, but it's the truth. And I walked downstairs, and there go the CEO of the company sitting in my dining room. If I was going to quit, I would have to look her in the face. The CEO was sitting in my house, wanting me to be accountable for why I quit. I was in my pajamas, horrible looking, and she wanted to know what happened to me. But what she wanted me to know, we can bend in life, but we don't have to break. And she taught me a valuable lesson. You don't have to run away all the time. There is help.
Then Cosby looks around the gleaming store.
So I did come back, and this is what you see.
Martha Rollins smiles.
Every person is valuable in life, and it's just sometimes we don't know that we're valuable, and so we run. And one of the biggest lessons that everybody that comes to Boaz and Ruth has to learn is it's courage is, it's not that you're not afraid, it's that you're afraid and you stick with something anyway. That's what real courage is, and we teach courage, and Ruth is a woman of great courage.
Rollins is 63. She doesn't have to be working 80 hours a week. She could be riding horses, her favorite hobby. But she started thinking about her life and what she wanted to accomplish.
I find at the end of the day at work, I get incredible amount done in the last hour because I realize the day is ending and I had so many things on my to-do list and I really work hard and I probably give 150%. And I'm just realizing that that's what it's like for me and my life now.
Rollins had survived breast cancer. She and her husband had done some civil rights work. She'd wanted to start a faith-based organization.
Time is drawing shorter, and I have all these things I haven't done, and I see all these needs and things that I really have some kind of gift or talent that I can give to it, and so I just work real fast and work real hard, and so it's like the end of the day.
4 years ago, she started Boaz and Ruth. First, she hired people out of prison as her salespeople. Then to create more jobs, she trained one woman to put items on eBay. Another restores old furniture. Rollins took the trucks used to haul antiques and started a moving company. She even opened a sandwich shop and catering business next door. Mark Friedman says there are older volunteers like Martha Rollins all over the country.
This group might end up redefining retirement as we know it.
Friedman started Civic Ventures, the sponsor of the Purpose Prize. It honors volunteers 60 and older who tackle social problems. There were 1,200 nominees. Martha Rollins is one of the 15 finalists. Friedman says many retirees today were marked by the 1960s and believe in the possibility of social change.
I think that this is a group which may well have a second wave of activism, this time tempered by experience. But I think if we play our cards right, create the kinds of opportunities that could capture their imagination and make them feel once again that they were making a difference, that they were part of something larger, we might not be able to build enough public service opportunities for this group. The demand might be so great.
On a cool summer evening at Boaz and Ruth, there's a stage set up in the parking lot. for a talent show with performers like this one from the neighborhood.
Ten commandments, yeah, for me and you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you. All right, let's give it up for Leroy once again. Oh, yeah. Great job as usual, and thank you so much for coming out to Discovering Diamonds Talent Search 2006 at Boaz and Ruth.
The surrounding neighborhood is known for drugs and crime, but Martha Rollins says there's talent here, too.
We're here gathered at Boaz and Ruth to celebrate the gifts of people in the neighborhood. People are sharing their talent. There will be some cash prizes.
And there is one performance by the workers at Boaz and Ruth. It's a play about black history, written by a man just released from prison after 30 years on a murder charge. Ruth Cosby's got a part. She plays Sojourner Truth, the former slave who became an abolitionist. It turns out that Cosby has another talent for acting.
I was born in slavery with the name Isabella. Massa gave it to me. You say I ain't done none, son? I has 12 sisters and brothers, and I watched Massa sell them all off. No. The pain, son, to be ripped from my own mama, son. But she taught me something. She said, wherever you go, Isabella, don't you forget there's a God, and he sets high, and he looks low.
Son, as the sun goes down, Martha Rollins watches Ruth Cosby perform in the play. Sometimes people come to work here and drift back to drugs or crime. But Rollins says Cosby's story is the kind of change she sees every day at Boaz and Ruth.
It's wonderful. Now I can look back and see all the things coming together, and just the privilege to touch even a piece of it and to watch the powerful transformation of human lives. It's just, wow, it's like living every day in a miracle.
There's a lot of competition for the Purpose Prize. Five winners will split $500,000. Martha Rollins says she'd use the money to keep Boaz and Ruth going. Tomorrow, she finds out if she's one of the winners. Joseph Shapiro, NPR News.
And you can read about the other Purpose Prize finalists at npr.org.